Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our text is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I will not reread it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In the two incidences that preceded today's Gospel reading, Jesus teaches that the most important thing is to receive His service. To the returning 72, rejoicing in their successful kingdom work, Jesus, rejoices with them, saying, indeed, the word has blessed their work, but he warns them not to rejoice in their success of their endeavor, but rather to rejoice in the work that he is to do for them, that is, that your names are written in heaven. To the man who had wanted to justify himself, Jesus teaches that the most important thing is to receive his mercy. He came to bring us who have been robbed and beaten by Satan to take and bind up our wounds through the forgiveness of our sins and to restore us to health, which now brings us to the text today that answers the question. What do you consider needful? Think about that for just a second. What is it that you consider needful? The world sees it needful to define our identity by how we feel instead of how we are created. Our culture feels it needful that everyone agrees with the wants of the media-manufactured majority, even as it is needful to strike down as hateful, bigoted, and phobic anyone who disagrees with our more open-minded brothers and sisters in Christ. There's some irony for you. Our own flesh makes all types of things needful. Yet all these things that we make needful are temporary, aren't they? And yet that doesn't mean they're evil. Such things as transportation or housing, clothing, food, education, family, friends, healthcare, vacations, sporting activities, and even your decaf soy latte with an extra shot and cream. Or your Pokemon. By the way, if you didn't know, our crosses on the hill are a sight for that. Yes, they are. King David was asked this question, to choose what was needful, and his response is given in Psalm 27. He said, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. In our text today, Jesus tells Martha, and sad to say, the Martha inside of each and every one of us, that there is one thing needful, and it is to listen to him and to receive his life-giving service. Some, and this is even worse to say, some even in the church will attempt to convince you, the believer in Christ, that there comes a time in the Christian's life that you can move beyond receiving from Jesus, receiving the forgiveness of your sins, receiving the Lord's service, to move on to something else. But understand this, and I want you to understand this very clearly. If you feel you have outgrown Christ's service to you, then you are either spiritually dead or you're dead and suffering in hell. As our Lord Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branches, and apart from him, we can do absolutely nothing. Martha didn't yet understand that in our text. And we often get confused about even the fact that good things in our life can choke off the work of God's word in our life. As Jesus reminds us in Luke chapter 8, talking about the seed that is scattered, and he says, and as for what fell among the thorns, that is, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and the riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. Martha's wrong priorities caused her to feel, well, self-righteous. She looked down on her sister for not helping, for not serving, for not preparing for the guests. And yet this could have caused her to miss on the gift. It could have caused her to miss who was the real servant at this meal. And we often fall into this trap when we are concerned about how others aren't thankful enough. When we are grumbling or complaining and simply dragging ourselves around, these are all signs that we are not being served first, that we haven't received the one thing needful, for all of our service to our neighbors must flow from Christ's service to us first. The commandment, the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, was given by God in order that His people would remember who is the first servant. God is the Creator and the Deliverer. So it will not be taken from you any more than from Mary, despite Martha's protests. Therefore, we will not take Christ's service from you, even if you start begging us to take it from you, because the pastors are not here to tickle your feelings or maintain the business. We're here to preach Christ Jesus, crucified and risen for you and for all. You and I always need Jesus. The work will get done by God's grace, but the one thing needful is and will always be Jesus, because only through Jesus will the work get done. So, dear friends in Christ, my dear, very busy friends in Christ, come. And with you, bring your very busy children, and your very busy grandchildren, and your very busy great-grandchildren, and even your very busy friends and very busy neighbors. Bring them all with you to be served by the Lord. Let us all join with Mary and receive Jesus where He has promised to be, in His church, working through His word and His sacraments, as Jesus is serving, working hard, raising the dead in sin to life eternal through baptism, through the Lord's Supper, and also the words of absolution, forgiving all sinners their sins by giving all who receive Jesus peace, even in our world that we live in that is willfully and wantonly living in chaos. Saint Peter's mother-in-law got it right when she lay sick in the bed. She was served by Jesus first, and as Jesus healed her, then she served. Martha later got it right after the raising of Lazarus. First, Jesus taught her and raised her four-day dead brother. Then she served them dinner. You this morning, you've got it right. You have come here to be served by Jesus. And then with sins forgiven, faith strengthened, and peace received, now you may go and serve your neighbor in Christ's love in your various stations in life, which may or may not include serving of dinner. Look at our text. Jesus shows Martha the love and care that will ultimately lead Him to the cross for each and every one of us as He restores her. Martha, Martha, Jesus says, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. The double use of Martha's name would lead us to understand that this is a restoring address filled with Christ's love, with His compassion, and His deep concern for her life eternal, her spiritual life. So Jesus gathers her into the moment, to the appointed time for listening, for receiving, for believing. It's as if Jesus had just said to her, "My dear, dear woman, whom I love, listen to my words, for they have life and peace in them. Listen to me and receive the food for your soul. And with that, life eternal in heaven. Those other things are important at their appointed time. But now is the time for serving." And this is good news for you today. I know that many of you have come here today with many things on your hearts and minds. Things that might even be, you might even be thinking about right now while you're not paying attention to what I'm saying. Not that any of you would ever do that. And so I can say to you today, pilgrim, pilgrim, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. And it is always and will always be Jesus for you. This is good news. For Jesus is here for you in His Word. And His Word joined to water. And His Word joined to bread and wine. As these gifts bring to you Jesus, drowning the old Adam in our baptism, as we are joined to Jesus' death and resurrection, receiving Christ in with and under the bread and wine, His very body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins and the certainty of your salvation. You have chosen the good portion this morning, and it will not be taken from you. Jesus simply will not allow it. Not even 3 days dead in the tomb can take it from you. For He rises on the third day to declare to you life in it everlasting and peace are yours. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.